4 CPA Mobile. In 4RJ and sitting still. And how are you doing today?
Successfully got the grass cut yesterday and then got out and did all the trimming today and managed to have enough battery left to blow it all off and make it look semi-decent. I think I added 6 inches to the width of my driveway and grass had overgrown it so much.
It kind of let mine grow over the driveway and I got out the, I don't know what it's called, but it's got a little blade on it. And it's electric, and boy, it'll cut a groove in there for you. And then once you get it done like that, you can maintain it with the weed eater. After that, don't let it get away from you again.
Here's the word you're looking for. Yeah, I don't have one of those, so I had to do it with the weed whacker. And one side of my driveway, the hill goes up, so it's a fairly steep slope coming down, so which, you know, just causes everything to come down anyway. But it did find a big honking fire ant hill down towards the road along the side of the driveway that was pretty well hidden by the grass, so I'm going to have to get to the store and get some fire ant stuff and take care of him before he gets too much bigger.
I get those, and we had an exterminator come out and spray the yard for fire ants, and then I found two fire ant beds. In fact, one of them got on my thumb and bit me, and that's been over a week ago, and you can still see the place still red. And so he came back out and sprayed, and he found another nest when he sprayed. So I don't know what he's putting down, but it must not be working too good.
Occasionally in what I call my back 40, the backyard, but and back there I don't care, but they were starting to creep a little bit closer to the house, so I had them treat those last time they were out. And it was wet the last time they were out, so they treated around the house, but they didn't do the yard. So when they come back, I'll show them that one so they can knock that sucker out. But, yeah, those things are nasty. I used to have those when we lived in Anderson. Lord, you kill one, and the next day, 3 feet from that, another one pops up, and it's like, this is stuff that's not, you know, not working too well.
I had a big old bag of Spectracide, I think it's called, and because when we moved in, there was several beds, and then they'd kind of, well, they wouldn't pop up in the same places, but they'd pop up somewhere else, and so it was just a constant battle. There for a while.
The yard in Anderson didn't have any trees in it at all, and it was only 2/3 of an acre. And she wanted dogwoods, so in a little area inside the house. So the guy came out and looked, and he needed to excavate and put a little rock area in there, put the trees in and whatnot. So they had the guys come out and mark with flags where all the utility lines were, and there must have been like 2 dozen of them or so. Well, he got done, I picked up those flags and put them in the garage, and I would go around when I mowed the grass, and every time I hit a fire ant hill, I'd put the flag down so I could go back and find it and kill it later. I would run out of flags. You know, it's like, this is incredible. These guys were just crazy.
Goodness, that's unreal. Well, my wife had them come out and spray because of the spiders. They sprayed indoors and outdoors, and of course we still got spiders, and so they came and sprayed not only for the fire ants outside but for the spiders inside. And she just freaks out over them. I don't like them, but you know, it's just, to me, it's just part of life. You just put up with them. But anyway, but that we hadn't seen any more since he sprayed the second time.
Well, when they come back, they're going to schedule to come back and do the yard, and I'll show them that one fire ant house. I got trees in the back, and I was taking dog out the other day, and the clothesline pole was in the back. The light just happened to catch it, and there was a spider web. That thing must have been 3 feet in diameter, where he hooked in from the edge of the pole up to one of the uprights and just covered that whole area. And I looked at it in the light, and it was amazing. I mean, it was almost perfectly symmetrical. It's not there anymore. The wind took it out the other night. But my hawk is back, though. I saw him the other morning swooping around back there, and I haven't seen too many squirrels, so he must be keeping the squirrel population down.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I don't have many squirrels around. I don't know if the black snakes are getting them or what. Oh, me. But there's always something. I've got three grandsons, and I don't want them getting out there in the yard and stepping in a fire ant bed. So, in fact, I took my 2.5-year-old grandson over to see his great grandma, and there was a fire ant bed coming up between the cracks and the concrete of her driveway, and he was standing there brushing his foot across it. So I had to jerk him out real fast, and it was already one on his tennis shoe and one crawling up his sock on his other foot. So I had to act real fast to make sure he didn't get bit.
Things are nasty. There's a reason they call them fire ants. But yeah, little kid stumbles into one of those, they can mess him up real quick, real fast, yeah.
If I'd have been another second or two, he would have got his fill of them. Because yeah, they just come out by the hundreds when you disturb their nest, and that's how you know they're fire ants.
Sometimes they come out in the millions, but there was an old abandoned road across the way from where we live there in Anderson. Went back to, and the road was pretty well gone. Grass and weeds and whatnot had pretty much broken it up. And there were some fire ant hills back there that I swear to God you could see from space. You disturb one of those and they boil out in the millions. I think maybe the billions. I talked to my neighbor about building a smelter to melt down aluminum and go back and pour aluminum into them and then dig it up and wash it off, and it looks like a tree. We never got around to that, but it was a good idea at the time.
I've seen them do that on TV. Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know if it was fire ants or just regular ants, but they filled it with something, and then they dug it up, and it was just unreal. By the way, that spider you were talking about, my grandmother called them a rotten spider. And she always told me, if that spider writes your name, that means you're going to die. I thought, oh, that's terrible. It didn't occur to me that I was going to die anyway. So at the time, I was just a little kid.
It wasn't a riding spider. I've seen their webs before, and they call them that because they've got thick spots in them where they thick lines in various places. But I've never once seen one actually spell anything out. But and they're pretty good size. This was just a relatively little guy, but he made one great big web. He must have worked on that all day, but wind took it out the other day, so it's gone.
And this is KB4CBA. Well, I missed the last part of your transmission there. The repeater drowned you out. I thought it wasn't supposed to do that, but it did.
I usually wait for it to get done so that it you can hear me. But what I was saying is the spider built that web. It wasn't a riding spider. I've seen their webs before, but he worked on it for a long time. And he did a beautiful job of it. It was almost a shame that it got destroyed, but such is life. In any event, you do anything productive today?
Well, let's see. I went over and to my mother-in-law's and just, you know, hung around while the something like Miracle Hill or somebody came by and picked up her couch in her living room, so she just felt, you know, felt better if somebody else was there. So I didn't have anything else to do. So I went over there this morning. I'm headed to the tennis courts right now. I know you're shocked, but that's what I'm doing.
Came up just a little bit, but I caught most of that. Must be getting down in a low spot there somewhere.
Phantom Drive, and I was sitting at that traffic light right there, right below Saks Omega. And now I'm at the traffic light at Antrim and Tatewood. So all this area right in here is kind of noisy. I'm kind of down in a hole, I guess.
Well, I'm on back on out of here. I'm expecting my son-in-law and my two grandkids to show up here shortly. And they're probably going to want supper, so they're going to figure out what I'm going to make. And I'll say 73s to you. Have fun at the tennis court. And try to stay cool. I just took the dog out a little while ago. It's hot out there. So, anyway. Have a good one. We'll talk at you later. KN4RJN, I am clear.
John, well, I enjoyed it. And I just got two more traffic lights, and I'll be at the tennis court. So, you have a good one. Enjoy the grandkids. KB4CBA Mobile, clear.
CBG Mobile.